there's no football team.
They still got a shot, man. Long shot. Terrible.
Six on the nose. So we're going to call the meeting to order. We're going to do roll call.
Okay. Commissioner Alatorre.
Here.
Commissioner Caudillo.
Here.
Commissioner Juarez.
Here.
Commissioner Lenguel.
Here.
Commissioner Strong.
Here.
Commissioner Torres.
Here.
And Chair Hooker.
Here. Okay. So the first thing on the minutes is the first thing on the agenda is the minutes. I reviewed the minutes. Did anybody have any comments or suggestions on this? No. Okay, if I get a motion to approve the minutes.
So move.
Second. Okay. So we take a vote now. Vote to approve minutes. Any say aye?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. So minutes are approved. Okay, public comments. I don't see anybody from the public. Action items next is the our favorite topic, the PIF. So I reviewed the 111 pages that Scott was so great. Couple of questions that I have. So the way I read this is they enacted the PIF-DIF back in 91, and it was used initially for, goes in the general fund and used for various projects that were related to the library.
Never goes into the general fund. The fund's always been segregated.
Okay. All right, so it's always been segregated in its own budget line?
Yeah. Sub-account. It's a separate fund. It's a completely separate account.
Okay.
Right.
All right. So I guess these amendments that have been going on through the years, are those just to reprioritize what it was used for?
So what happens is we go back and we revisit the list of capital improvements that are going to be constructed. Similar to what we do on the transportation DIF, at any point in time, we have a capital program based on the build-out street network, but that street network plan might change. And so when that street network plan changes and we decide the alignment's going to be different, we go and we modify that capital program. We do the same thing on the PIF DIF. So over time, the list of future facilities is modified in terms of like the individual capital projects. And that happens through these council actions adopting new ordinances.
Okay. So has it ever been stated anywhere that it, I mean, I thought it was just for libraries, but by looking at it, it's funded more than just libraries?
The PIF-DIF?
Yes.
Yeah, the PIF-DIF has all these components.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But it was, I guess my understanding was it was sold or it was advertised as to support libraries. Is that not true? Or?
Well, I think the advertisement was for libraries east of the 805, which the Rensselaer Grade was one of.
Yeah, that's one of the list of capital facilities that was planned, along with the Civic Center renovation, the replacement of the Corporation Yard, the new police facility, fire stations, and recreation facilities.
Mm-hmm.
Those are all facilities that are part of the public facilities DIF program.
Hmm.
The library is one component, and then within that there are multiple capital projects, of which the Rancho Del Rey Library is one.
So I got a question. So the fees that are being collected for this particular fund are added to residential dwellings at the time of their purchase, the time of construction?
So for the library component in particular, we assess the fee on residential uses, and it's part of the building permit fees.
So it's a one-time charge.
It's
right?
a one-time
no,
charge
no.
at building permit.
At building.
Did anybody else read this stuff? Because I have a question too.
Go, go.
Okay. So the way I read the memo, because I didn't go through all the ordinances, is the way I read the memo is the bottom line is like you said, is that the PIF diff that put is in it put a sub fund, and there's various sub accounts to that sub fund. And the PIF diff can be used for any one of those projects identified in these sub funds. Okay, it's not specific to one purpose, okay? So so when I was reading through that and I read the various ordinances that amended, here's my question relative to the final report that we're going to draft. In the memo, on page 5 of the memo, it says here, will we continue, this is the question, will we continue to prioritize public safety over libraries as we continue to collect PIF diff? And then this is the answer. All spending priorities, including the construction of the PIF diff facilities, are set by the City Council. The current prioritization of facilities to be constructed using PIF diff funds is as follows. Priority 1 is the Millennium Fire Station. Priority 2 is the Rancho Del Rey Library. And priority 3-4 is the Otay Ranch Village 4 Aquatic Center Recreation Facility. And priority 5 is the Millennium Library. Right?
Yes.
Right. So, again, this is, you guys decide what you want to do, but relative to the recommendation, and then we have the response by staff, which is on attachment 1, okay, that we're going to be discussing later, is that it might behoove the commission to simply say, look, you know, we're really disappointed that Rancho Del Rey Library hasn't been built. You know, this is a continuing concern, right? Statement of concern, and you know, you guys got to be doing something about it. Well, staff has already identified that the number 2 priority of the of revenues collected through PIFDIP lists the Rancho Del Rey Library. So you may want to say in the report that something to the effect that we urge or we recommend to, that the city manager adhere to that prioritization of the Rancho Del Rey Library in this, something to that effect.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Give you a little bit of context and history on
please.
This. So, full history is, I have been having this conversation since 2004
mm-hmm.
with this commission. Like this is, like you said, this
yeah.
is an ongoing concern.
Mm-hmm.
And at one point, I want to say it was around 2009, 2010, one of the recommendations that came out of the GMOC was, council, you're going to establish priorities. And before you change then the priorities, that's going to take a formal action of the council. So they, because what had happened in the past was, there was one set of planned, the order of the facilities that would they be constructed. And some fire stations kind of moved up to the front of the line, and nobody really said, if we do Fire Station 8, that pushes Rancho Del Rey back. And so the GMOC's recommendation was, establish the list, and if the list needs to change, you have to do it
by formal action
in front of everybody. And so for a while, this was one of the questions that kept coming on the questionnaires. What's the current list of priorities? And it stayed the same, and it stayed the same, because we didn't construct anything for a really long time. When Millennia Fire Station moved forward, we actually, the council did actually take action publicly to say we're changing the priorities. So just so you have the context, that right now that is the agreement and that's the process that we're in, that if this priority changes, the council has to do that by resolution.
Well,
so,
how about
so,
the, I'm sorry.
So, but Rancho Del Rey has been, you said, since 2004.
Oh, that.
So in 15 years, we haven't made any progress on it, even though it's number 2 on the list. And isn't the Millennial Fire Station being funded by the developer, not by the city?
No, that's it is being funded through PIF diff fees.
So the developer...
So the way that we do a lot of the development of impact fee facilities is you can do it two ways. One is we collect a bunch of cash from all the developers and we take it, we pull it together, and then we go and we do a CIP, we let a contract, we hire somebody, we construct it.
Mm-hmm.
The other way we do it is developer construction. It's usually how the roads are constructed, but we can do it with the public, like government facilities too. That's what's happening here. So the developer is constructing it, but they're not doing it out of the goodness of their heart. They're doing it against their PIFDIF obligation. They're getting credit against the fees that they would have paid at building permit.
Okay.
So everybody likes to say the developer's paying for it. They're not.
Right, right, because that's my point. That,
yeah.
The way it, at least that I remember, it presented the past few years, is the developer, it was on the developer to build the Millennial Fire Station.
For credit against their PIFDIF.
That second part I'd never heard till now.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's why I was questioning priority here. Okay. So what my question is, it goes back to if the Rancho Del Rey Library's been on the number two for 15 years, and the funding has been collected, does that mean we have a budget of funding that is still there?
Right. So if you go back to the fiscal questionnaire that you received, it shows that there is cash in the sub-account for the Rancho Del Rey Library. There is negative cash in sub-accounts for fire and recreation.
Mm-hmm.
Overall, as a fund, the PIFDIF fund has a positive balance. By build-out, we anticipate constructing all of the planned facilities, which are listed here. So there is cash that's there, but it's not available to spend right now because it's offsetting those negative cash balances. But we do continue to track it.
Can I ask a question? What is the, it's number two, and that's, it could be worse. What does number two mean, priority? When being in the position, let's assume it's not going to move from here, it's going to be there. When are we going to see that development actualized?
So based on the most recent projections that we have from the development community, and you know that's all subject to the market, right? But it looks like we should be able to start construction on Rancho Del Rey Library purely based on how much cash I have in the fund within the next 5 years. That's what it looks like.
And how long will it take before do you think it's going to be complete?
Oh, for construction something like this, I mean, you're probably talking an 18-month construction period. So
a year and a half.
I have a question. It's more of a concern. So, you know, like Dwayne said, for 15 years, you know, this needle really hasn't moved here. But yet we've been collecting funds. So by 2030, that's build-out date. So by 2030, we're not going to be collecting nowhere near the funds that we've been collecting in the recent years, right? So,
well, build-out is not a 2030. So build out is past 2030, and we don't stop collecting the fees at a certain point in time. We stop when the units are all in that have been assumed.
I see.
Because it's not a tax.
Right.
So it doesn't have a sunset. This is an impact fee that we charge on development.
Right.
So it will continue to be assessed as long as there is new development coming on that's impacting our facilities.
Right.
And so that's anywhere in the city, right?
Yeah, anywhere.
It is everywhere.
Yeah. So my, the point that I was going to raise, and thank everybody for their additional comments, is that, again, it might behoove the commission, because I feel the concern that everybody has about Rancho Del Rey Library, you know, and me being the new guy on the block. So how do we make sure that Rancho Del Rey Library doesn't get the short end of the stick again, or I'm just using those terms, okay? Moving forward.
In other words, it gets locked into the number two position?
This is what, so if the Millennium Project is being built out, right, the fire station, okay, is right now in progress, that this commission may want to convey to the city council that, look, next up is the Rancho Del Library. Based on your enacted resolution, we are requested that the city council does not further revise via resolution to change this prioritization, or that the city council re-ratify via resolution that this is the next project up. You see what I'm saying? In other words, you gotta articulate somehow that, look, you guys have been saying this and saying that now the rubber needs to meet the road, and give them the means by which to do it, and give them and suggest to them in a positive way, okay, you guys made this commitment, it's number two in the queue, All we're asking for you is to adhere to your prior decision and move forward on it. Something to that effect. You hear something I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
When so, Commissioner, this? Would you be willing to write that up and present it?
Well, I want to know what the chair thinks
no,
about
it. No, I mean, I had written something up that I was initially thinking, but now that I, and that's why I wanted to ask some questions, now that I see this, I think it's what I wrote up doesn't make sense. Because I had wrote that the City Council direct the City Manager to evaluate how the Measure P, Measure A, and PIFDIF funding is currently being distributed within the budget and determine if the PIFDIF funding can be reallocated for its original purpose. Okay, so that was my misnomer where I thought it was for libraries, and it's not. I understand that now. So I agree that we need to make a statement for that. What I'm trying to get in my mind is what is the proper statement, because it's been number two for...
Well, since we started this list, it's been a concern.
The way I read this, it's been in the top five.
Yeah,
I think it's been a while. I think Commissioner Torres is right on. I think it's maybe the language that we use, like adhere to. So, I mean, maybe we just use stronger language this time. I mean, you know, we can't twist their arms to do
but
it.
See, but you're right. I hear you. But my thing is that no matter what we say, the council still can go to a public meeting and make that change, right? So for me, I think if we continue to just say speak stronger language, that's what we've been doing for the past 15 years, can we try to push them to find other ways to find funds to fast track this development? Because I think if what I heard is that you continue to look for other funds and grants, and I get that, but is there anything else we can, because I know there's got to be other opportunities to gather more funds to support this and find other ways to fast track this development. Because I think if we keep continuing to just say prioritize it, they're going to keep putting on list number two.
Right. Number two
comes up.
Prioritize.
It's going to move back down to number three.
Right, because something else always jumped up in front of it.
Yeah.
And so that's where when I saw the Millennium, I was like, wait a minute. And that's why I said, you know, I thought it was funded by the developer, but it's really not. It's just awesome.
They like to say it is.
Right. That's a missing thing there. So, I mean, I'm open if somebody has a good wording for that. What I originally thought isn't really right.
Yeah. Well, Commissioner Strong has a really good point, but let me ask staff, is that outside of the PIFDIF, what development impact fee could possibly contribute to the construction of the library? I can't think of any off the top of my head.
There are no city-controlled funds that we would be able to apply to this. So it would be a matter of continuing to pursue grant opportunities. Maybe somebody wants to sponsor our library. I mean, just, you know, we can think outside the box and see what is out there. Yeah, and I think that our library staff, I mean, you've heard from them, they do a great job of thinking outside the box and being inventive and creative in the ways that they get funding for their operations. Maybe there's, you know, something out there for us for new library construction.
Yeah.
But it's definitely something that we recognize that is the plan. You know, at the end of the day, the high level plan that we have to all keep in mind, the high level plan is 60,000 square feet east of 805.
Right.
That's really the big plan and the commitment. From there, it's okay, we think it's Rancho Del Rey and we think it's Millennia. Conversations with Millennia continue to evolve. Maybe it Rancho Del Rey isn't where it should be. Maybe it shifts somewhere else. I don't know. But the goal is really delivering additional library square footage east of 805, because there's very little there other than the interim, you know, space at the town center. So that's just something also for you guys to think about. Is it the focus on Rancho Del Rey Library in particular, or is it a matter of delivering additional library square footage to serve Eastern Chula Vista?
Well, something that came up too, and somebody had brought up a point about, can we look at a multi-use facility where it's
RFP
not just
land swap,
yeah,
right,
and
it's,
yeah,
not just
so that's definitely something I've advocated, and something that we will look at as we do our next PIFDIF update, and maybe do some strategic planning. It has come up in the past of, could we do joint use between recreation and library? There's some clear synergies there. There's some common users. I think as you have different leadership, there are different opinions on whether or not that's a good plan or not. I think right now people are trending toward that might be a good way to address this. But not everyone's going to be supportive of that.
How about this? And Tiffany's raising some great stuff. How about do it this way? How about say direct this this whatever the preface is, you know, this, direct the city manager to to convene a I'll call it a blue select committee or a task force or whatever you want to call it of the GMOC and staff to identify potential funding opportunities, strategic planning, you know, multi-use facility, and other strategies that could lead to realizing a library east of 805, and just something to that effect. In other words, is that try to instead of again like Commissioner Strong was saying, to say that instead of going back to the city council and then just say, oh, okay, whatever, man. Kind of, again, put it on right front and center on the table, saying, you know what? We feel so strongly about this that we think that some kind of task force or something with the staff and GMOC and other interest parties really focus on this and really start identifying funding strategies, land use strategies, whatever, to realize this library is 805.
Well,
what do you think of that?
I see where you're going with that. I think one question before we answer that is, have they looked at current buildings that are empty? I mean, the old, what was it, Ralph's there? And
The Albertsons.
Albertsons, yeah.
Yeah, that's my neighborhood. Everybody's always trying to move something into that. you know, we haven't. We haven't looked at that. That's something that we could take a look at, so that might be a recommendation, is look for potential reuse of vacant
properties, and along with, you know, I like that, you know, vacant properties, and instead of building something, let's renovate something.
Right, that's what I meant under land use strategies,
right.
You know, not just
okay.
Joint use, but
yeah,
that kind of stuff, so that's what I meant by land use strategies. Funding strategies, land use strategies, but basically say, you know what, we feel so strongly of this, we need the GMOC needs to work with staff and other interested parties. We got to prioritize this and get this done.
That's the key right there. I mean, we can put all these ideas down, but if they're not going to prioritize it, it's not going to matter.
Right, because my problem is we're going 16 years.
Yeah.
You know,
and it hasn't been a priority.
Your timeline,
it's
going to be 21 years
right. Before
it's identified, and then, you know, 24 years before it's even built and operational. So the libraries would be non-compliant. By then, we got a lot more people that's probably going to be still compliant, non-compliant with all that. So how about this? That the city council directs the city manager to create.
You could call it an ad hoc committee.
Yeah, the ad hoc
committee. To look into
funding strategies, land use strategies,
creative.
Can I throw one more concept in there for you guys to think about?
Mm-hmm.
If you that you need to figure out a way not just to build a facility, but to fund its operations.
Right. Yes. Why the funding? Right. It's funding strategies. Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Debbie Downer over here, but
we do own the land out there.
We do own the land. The land has already been
the idea with an RFP is someone could develop, we could even give them height development rights, but they have to build and somehow help staff a library as part of that development.
Joint, you know, like a mixed-use type of thing, yeah.
Which, you know, as Tiffany knows, you know, entities do that all the time.
Yeah, exactly.
On this committee discussion, and I see you typing there, exactly what are you doing? Who's making a recommendation, or what's...
I'm trying to get a thought together.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm just trying to get a thought together.
Oh, okay. I thought maybe you were putting like that in your memo as a recommendation.
No. I'm just trying to get a thought together.
Okay, sorry.
In my mind.
I'll let you...
It's just a notepad, the thought is.
Okay.
But we are finalizing this report, so then whatever you come up with, then we're going to have to... I'm assuming this is what council is saying.
Right.
If we incorporate it to the report, we got to adopt an action to that effect. So keep writing, man. I mean, you know, what did you come up with?
Nothing yet.
Okay.
So,
well, let me just, because there's different ways we can do this. I'll just draw maybe some stuff. is I think the GMOC can set up some kind of non-Brown Act subcommittee to work with staff and identify some staff members and whoever might want to be on it to meet however they long much they want to meet to kind of work out something to bring back to the GMOC. I mean, I think that's a version that maybe Mr. Torres is talking about. Another way to do it is the GMOC can refer to staff to just do this and bring something back to the GMOC without really the GMOC having to go and meet with staff and, you know, kind of do the work. You know, say what you want, like to repurpose buildings, to look at X, to look at Y, and say, you know, we'll give you, we'd like you to look at that in the next 3 to 6 months and bring a report back for the GMOC to then talk about and go from there. That's another version, just thrown out there, and I don't know if Tiffany wants to say yay or nay.
Oh, I think if you want staff resources to be dedicated to supporting that, I think it would probably be good to have it be part of your recommendation that the council is then saying, yes. we're gonna dedicate staff resources to this, because this could be a significant undertaking, as I understand what you're envisioning. So,
right.
So I would probably be more comfortable with us providing that support, with you actually making that as part of your recommendation.
To the council
giving that direction.
Yeah, because without their primatorias, it's
right.
going to go nowhere.
Otherwise, then we're going to come with
going
something
to go nowhere.
And be like,
right.
like, what are you doing?
So it has to be as recommendation, but I like the way council's saying that.
I'm sorry, just can I interrupt one more thing?
Please.
So that kind of work, what I'm trying to not get at is I don't think we want council like acting to create committees and do that.
Mm.
What we want is a recommendation would be, here's what GMOC wants to do. They either want staff to do it, or they want to set up their own subcommittee with staff to do it. However, council, the recommendation is we want to do that, but we need you to authorize that's okay to staff have resources on that. Then if council says yes, then we come back to this committee and we do whatever it is we want to do.
I like where you're going with this, but then let's give it a timeline. If we go that route, that is not a non-Brown Act ad hoc committee, if you will, of the whoever wants to, and I would imagine Alatorre wants to be on this ad hoc committee, is that with staff. But then we have to say that this group has to come back with a report within X months. You know what I mean? Is that whatever you guys collectively, you know, come up with creatively, then it has to come up with a report to be presented to the GMOC and the city council. You know what I mean? With me? Because if not, then if you do it through the GMOC, let's just say if we do it through that reports back to the GMOC, then what? This next phase, this next year, right, we're going to be doing a comprehensive review of the entire GMOC ordinance, right? Mm-hmm. So then that's going to be going through its own cycle and wait for a whole 12 months before the report is presented to city council as to what changes will be made to that ordinance, right? Mm-hmm. So then, what do you guys want to do, since I'm hearing your frustration? Wait for another whole year for this ad hoc committee to present a report to council, and then may potentially get lost in that discussion of the revision of the ordinance? Or do you want some more immediacy to it and say, you know what, you know, following council's guidance, yeah, let's form this ad hoc committee with staff, and certain members of the GMOC, but come back within, say, 3 months, 4 months with a report that the GMOC then can present to the city council. What do you think about that?
So we're presenting this report next month.
Yeah.
So this has to be part of our recommendation for next month when we present to council, right?
Yeah.
Then after that, then we can move forward into...
If they give you the green...
If
they give you
the
thumbs up and they say, you know what, yeah, we like that and we want
so,
that.
So
to
let
happen.
Me... Based on this, let me read this to you guys and see. I think this may be a starting point. Okay, that the city council direct the city manager to approve a GMOC subcommittee to work with city staff to determine possible locations, new and leased, parentheses, and funding and option, and that's where I got lost, and funding to support libraries and meet GMOC compliance.
You almost had it. Is that, repeat it again?
Yeah, the one thing that wouldn't be right is the city manager would not be approving the GMOC. It would be the GMOC saying, we're creating, we're either going to ask staff to do it and bring something back,
right.
Or so we're going to create some kind of little committee to do it.
So
really what Tiffany, I think, is looking for is the GMOC to ask for council to
direct.
To recommend the city manager provide staff
provide staff
support
to support
GMOC subcommittee.
Or a subcommittee to be formed by the GMOC?
Or just staff to work on it. Just keep the options open.
So you put two options.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can do that.
Okay. So that the city council directs city manager to provide staff to support a GMOC library subcommittee.
There you go.
To work with GMOC, comma public, and staff personnel. Well, you already said to determine possible locations, new and leased. And funding options.
Funding and land use options. Remember land use options.
Funding, okay. For library facilities east of 805.
You got it.
Right, because we don't want to limit it to Rancho Del Rey. We want to do all at least of 805.
There you go.
Because one big one might solve that.
How does that sound?
Yeah. And I'm just going to add one little thing. We actually are constantly working on this.
Yeah.
Oh, there is a core group of us that like are constantly like, hey, maybe that's how we could get Rancho Del Rey down, or maybe that's how we could get the library fridge. This is constantly weighing on our minds. So this is something that we are constantly looking for opportunities. So please don't think that we're waiting.
No,
we really are.
I'm
trying to figure this out.
I'm just trying to be sensitive,
be
the new guy to the frustration that's here that's been
no,
years. But I'm just saying, let's elevate it a little bit more.
Right.
And this is how to do it. And then that way you work with staff, and then hopefully you come back with a report in 3-4 months. And then, boom, we have that can be presented to council. And then you present it to the full GMOC at one of its regular meetings, and the GMOC potentially, and I'm looking at council for his input, then the GMOC can get the thumbs up, and then you release it to council. Because there's nothing that says, I mean, I've looked at the municipal codes and whatnot. Yeah, you guys do an annual report, but I didn't read anything that says you're limited to only publishing an annual report.
Oh, no.
You
see what
I'm saying?
All of our commissions come and make reports.
Mm-hmm.
We can absolutely accommodate that.
How's that sound, Commissioner Altonio?
One thing I would like to add to, I think you guys were like in the right neighborhood, but one thing I would like to add is why we're doing it. So if something in there we could put in there, because 15 years has lapsed and nothing's been done, because that way they know why.
Well, they know it's non-compliant. So in the write-up and the brief, we'll say it's going on 16 years.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Up.
Yeah,
right.
Because
so
otherwise we could form a committee for everything in the city.
Right.
You know what I mean? So we want to let them know why we're.
Right.
It's been 15 years. Let's do something about it. You know.
So here's what I got so far: that the city council direct the city manager to provide staff to support a GMOC library subcommittee to work with GMOC and public personnel. Is it public personnel? Public.
City staff.
Yeah. Okay. To determine possible locations and land use for new and leased options and sustained funding for library facilities east of 805.
And how about seeking alternative funding as well too? Put that in there.
Of funding options. I mean that.
Okay.
Well, you limited yourself a little bit because you're saying leased. Did you say leased by?
New or leased.
New or leased. New or lease strategies?
New, leased, or what about repurposing a building?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Just like we were saying, repurposing or joint use.
Yeah.
You know, that's why I was saying just leave it just funding and land use options, and just leave it in those general terms.
Okay.
Because Because again, like this gentleman, I'm sorry, I don't remember, is that what if staff can entice a developer to come in and create a mixed-use development where you have a library on the second floor? You see what I'm saying? And that's how it's paid by PIPDIV. It happens. I mean, case in point, City of San Diego convinced a developer to create a high school on I think it's like the fourth or two floors of a building in downtown. That's where one of the high schools is located. So it can be done. All you got to do is, again, think outside the box.
Mm-hmm. Or we go get a Bill Gates.
Mr. Chair, where you say, I think something like approve a GMOC subcommittee, I might add in, again, just to keep options open, or recommendation by the GMOC to staff, just in case you guys don't want it, because you don't meet on this. Maybe you do, but it sounds like you might, and that's fine. But in case you don't, leave the option open and dump it on staff.
Like the way you
okay, so let me read this. Let me
well,
ask
I thought it was
going to
be the chair of the subcommittee.
That the city council direct the city manager provide staff to support a GMO subcommittee to work with GMOC and public to determine possible locations and land use options and funding options for library facilities east of 805.
Keep it general like that.
And where would I put what you just said? Because I like what you just said.
Say it again.
City manager provide staff personnel to provide staff to support a GMOC library subcommittee
or
the GMOC recommending that staff. We're gonna have to wordsmith that a little bit, but do and then the rest of your sentence. Now, when you read that back, it might not make sense, but I'm trying to get, so you have two options in there.
Right, and to or assign.
Here you go. Yeah, there you go. Or assign, right, to provide staff support to a GOC library subcommittee or assign staff
have the GMOC recommend that staff. Yeah. I'm trying to keep it so that council's not, all the council is doing is saying, city manager, tell your staff to go work on this. Right. Then let the GMOC figure out how to tell staff to go work on this, right, either through a subcommittee or just staff. That's what
gotcha.
Assign staff personnel to support.
So, Tiffany, basically what you're saying is the Millennia Fire Station, which is currently under construction, is going to take 5 years to complete?
No, we're almost done.
Then,
oh, it's just a matter of building a fund balance again.
Okay.
Okay, let's see if this
is it.
City manager provide staff to support a GMO subcommittee or assign staff personnel to support a report to GMOC and public to determine possible locations and land use options and funding options for library facilities east of 805.
Not quite. You can work out with council.
So it's almost done. When is it supposed to be done?
I'm not going to put.
You know, I'm not sure, but I can find out for you.
I'm just wondering, months.
Oh, it's months.
Months. So let's say 5 months.
I think it might be less than that, but I'm not sure.
So if we say 5 months, in 5 months, Rancho Del Rey is going to go up to number one priority.
But as she pointed out before,
it's the
council can take action again via resolution and then
down
because of all these other facilities.
Do you foresee that happening?
I think that it is a very real possibility that we could have a fire station move up again. So we've got a new fire facility master plan. We've got to add some additional facilities to our priority list. So this is just a list of the facilities currently in the PIFDIF program. There are other facilities that are now in facility master plans that we need to incorporate. And at the point that that happens, to the extent that they are public safety related,
so are you talking
history is
the
any
one,
indicator.
The one over here by the fire, by the golf course?
No, that's being done with Measure P.
Okay.
Or Measure A. I'm going to probably say the wrong one, but it's being funded through one of those
okay.
measures. But there is a plan station for Village 8 West, and then there's a Bayfront station that will be partially PIFTIF, not 100%, but it will be taking some funding from the PIFTIF for this new station to serve the Bayfront development. So those are two that I think could impact the timing of Rancho Del Rey. And then just as a reminder, there is that Millennia Library, and that's one where we are currently trying to figure out how does this get sited within a larger building. And so if that building moves forward,
mm-hmm.
but that's still library square footage.
Mm-hmm.
So that could change timing as well. So going to what you were describing, Commissioner Torres.
Okay, so do we have a recommendation?
Do you want to read it to council? Because you need to work it out with council.
That the city council direct the city manager to provide staff to support a GMOC library subcommittee or assign staff personnel to support a report to GMOC and public to determine possible locations and land use options and funding options for library facilities east of 805.
Why don't we do this? Scott, are you going to finish up this? How do you guys usually do this? How do you finish up this report?
We just take their, you know, the input. It's almost done.
Right.
So we would just incorporate additional edits into the document. And then
right.
And then
but this is the last meeting, though, to do that, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And
then that will go to staff to respond to. And so then that recommendation of the city's response.
So this would be the
presented.
Last statement to put into the library option.
Because I think that needs tweaked a little bit, but I think rather than us trying to wordsmith it here, is Scott can, I think we got the theory, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Because we want council to provide, to ask city manager to provide staff, and then we want either a GMOC subcommittee with staff or the ability of GMOC to say, staff, go prepare a report and bring it back.
Right.
So that's, we all got that, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I think you, Chair, you almost have it there. Well, Scott, why don't you tweak it so it makes sense,
okay.
and then I can look at it, and it'll just end up in the report.
Okay.
I mean, if we drastically blow it,
you
can say
no. I think we got the essence of it.
I think that's it.
Yeah.
Rather than just keep going
right.
here without
okay.
putting it up on the screen.
Yeah, because that's what Kim usually does. She usually
that's
my
thought. She takes
art.
Something and
right.
she kind of tweaks it,
right.
or wordsmiths it so it's
yeah.
all.
Right.
Pristine.
Right.
And
right.
I think
so I think it, as long as that's the general consensus and everybody's good with that, I think that's a good statement.
So that'll be incorporated to the report then as a recommendation then, right?
It goes back to you then before it's finalized.
Right. Right.
But again, to ask to
so
refer to council, we need to take an action on this, though.
Right. We're going to take an action on the report tonight, and when we do a motion, it would be, and you know, with a little tag on the end, and making minor edits.
Okay.
So
that'll be
to finalize the report.
Gotcha. Okay.
It's kind of
cool.
like what we do with contracts.
No,
we
right.
only go to city council, and the now therefore city council agrees and to let this contract.
Right. Right.
With minor
modifications
as a
city attorney. As determined by city manager.
It's kind of like that.
Right. Right. Right.
So
I've
on page
done that
15
many times.
Of our report. Our current recommendation is that city council direct the city manager to prioritize construction of the Rancho Del Rey Library as soon as possible. What I'm recommending is we do away with that recommendation and put this new one in.
Right. Right? Right?
Right?
Yes.
That's
yes.
what everybody is
saying. Formally, the motion?
No, as council said, it'll be part of the edits because we're going to take one.
So that's
one
of the edits, then
right.
We'll make a motion at the end to approve those edits, and
right.
then Scott will go forward to make the edits.
That's
question. Question for you, for Mike, if I can. So, Mike, we do have some minor staff edits, suggested edits to the drainage recommendations, more wordsmithing. Should I wait until staff comments to propose those, or should I go forward now so it's all encompassed within the motion?
No, because really what we're all talking, actually we got a little off discussion here. We're kind of, we're in the PIFTIF section. So if we're okay, we're all okay with what Scott's going to be drafted that we've been talking about, right?
Yep, right.
So let's move on to item three, which is finalize the GMOC annual report, and now we can keep the discussion going. And this is where we're going to make, once we're all done with this, you guys will make a motion that everything we've all talked about, we want in the report with minor modifications,
right.
Staff and the city attorney see fit, something like that.
Right.
And we'll be done.
Okay.
I got one question for the council. So a couple meetings ago, I asked to put a recommendation out for the for fiscal at a later date, which would be tonight. So am I able to do that today?
Which was what?
It was on the pension. On the pension.
Oh. And so.
Right. We had.
You're saying that you, something that would go in this report under the fiscal section?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, we can do it under number three.
Okay, that's
right.
Okay, all right, thank you.
Okay, so now that we're talking about finalizing the report, okay, so three issues on the report. The first issue is to replace the library recommendation of direct city manager prioritize construction of Rancho Del Library as soon as possible with the new statement that we came up with. And Scott will take the action to replace those. The second item, which Scott, do you want to talk to, what is your financial recommendations or your...
It's in the drainage.
It's in the drainage.
Yeah.
So the way that the recommendation currently reads is that the city council direct the city manager to support staff exploring potential to increase storm drain fees and mechanisms as outlined in California Senate Bill 231.
As opposed to the general one that we had?
Let's see.
Right, that's the write-up on page 10.
So yeah, it's a recommendation. Yeah, exactly. The very top.
Okay.
So staff is suggesting instead that it be rephrased as follows. That the city council direct the city manager to support staff in exploring the potential to increase fees and assessments related to storm sewer systems,
right.
As outlined in Senate Bill 231.
That's what was there before, and now you want to modify it to some
what I just read
to a Senate bill.
Yeah, I mean, no,
Senate bill's old.
Yeah, the phrase, it's just the phrase fees and assessments related, and also storm sewer system. Those are the changes.
Why are you
right.
saying sewer?
It's because it's how the terms are used in Senate Bill 231. They use that particular phrase. They don't say storm drain.
Can you please read the whole thing?
Sure. That city council direct the city manager to support staff in exploring the potential to increase fees and assessments related to the storm sewer system as outlined in Senate Bill 231.
So basically, you're just removing the increased storm
staff,
drain
fees. I don't support that edit.
You don't? Okay.
Sorry. I think that's really going to confuse people to throw sewer in there. I understand that's what the Senate bill says, but this is about storm drain. And so I'm concerned if you put sewer in there, that's going to suggest that we need, or if you put sewer in there, people are going to think we're talking about increasing sewer fees. And that's not what you guys are trying to get at, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're talking about storm drain.
Right.
So I would just prefer that we not put that word in there. As far as the staff recommendation, you guys.
Well, I'm reading this. I'm looking at this. This is the minutes, okay, that we just approved. And the minute says drainage was compliant. However, there was one recommendation made by the GMOC that the city council direct the city manager to support staff in exploring potential increase to storm drain, potential to increase storm drain fees and mechanisms as outlined in California Senate Bill 231.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's the current
one. That's the current
that's
one.
It.
He wanted to modify that one to the sewer, what he just said.
To
but
put
I think
sewer.
We got a debate here whether that's the right.
Yeah. Yeah, it definitely raises a good point. I think it could be confusing.
So leave it as is?
Leave it as
yeah.
Just,
okay.
I would suggest that.
Okay.
Okay.
But should it be fees and assessments? Are you okay with just referencing fees?
It
says mechanisms, so.
If like fees and assessment is the terminology from 10% of 231.
Yeah. So
we could do so part of it.
Yeah, just take off
green fees
and assessments yeah. as opposed to mechanisms.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds good.
That makes sense?
That makes sense.
Okay. And stay away from the storm sewer work. Okay. Then I think the next item was under fiscal report. And that was for us to determine a recommendation for fiscal. I think that's what you were talking about.
What's that, Commissioner? I'm sorry.
The recommendation for fiscal?
Yeah, I do. I have one.
Okay.
Is that, you want to do that now? Or?
Go ahead.
Okay. Can I tell you something?
Just trying to find the fiscal.
So, when we had our fiscal conversation a couple of meetings ago, I asked to kind of think about this. So I just came up with, I'm not sure, Dwayne, that would be more like a statement of concern or maybe a recommendation.
Yeah, I had almost the same type of thing written where,
yeah.
Well, let me read what you wrote, okay. In light of the city's $350 million unfunded pension liability, it is recommended to prioritize a detailed written plan to ensure long-term retiree benefits. It is recommended to have a strategic plan that would allow for funding of 100% or greater of the reasonable amount of time. This will help secure participant benefits and build up reserves to offset the future adverse market conditions. It would also be recommended for city leaders to have access to and understand up-to-date information of the fiscal health of the pension plan. So what I kind of came up with this kind of thing was that the city council direct the city manager to review the unfunded liability of the city's CalPERS pension plan and determine how the city will pay down the $346 million with 7% yearly interest on the plan. So I kind of shortened that, but I think we need to make a statement on this, but I'm not sure what
the
statement
is. I think the reason why I like what I wrote is because having a detailed plan, because there's so many variables that go into this. I mean, they can actually even change the assumption rate of 7%. If they drop it down, it kind of increases the pension costs. You know, there'll be bigger contributions, so they had to figure out where those are going to come from. But let's at least, my whole idea behind this is to get them to actually put something in writing.
Got it.
And have a plan.
Got it.
So do we want to make this a recommendation, or do we want to make this a statement of concern?
I think that's a recommendation, actually.
Yeah, well, they're compliant, so there's not an avenue for a statement of concern.
Right.
But there is an avenue for a recommendation. My thing, again, going back to my history, is that I think your guys' recommendation has a little bit too much specificity in it. I'd keep it more general. I like what Commissioner Calillo wrote, but I would just insert the word sustainable to what you had suggested.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, one, you know, apple, you know, how do they, you know, that tomato, you know, different ways that you can view things. Interpret things, but I like where you were going with it, but again, I wouldn't lock yourself into any specificity in it. Just keep it general that, yeah, you need to identify a plan,
mm-hmm.
a sustainable plan, you know,
mm-hmm.
to deal with this unfunded pension liability,
mm-hmm.
period. I like that.
Yeah, so I have in there, it says it is recommended to prioritize a detailed rent plan to ensure long-term retirement benefits. Let me see, so where would we insert that then?
What was it? Do you have your thing?
Yeah, it's a second copy. I should have made more, but I'm
see, a lot of the city's $350 million unfunded pension liability is recommended to prioritize a detailed rent plan to ensure long-term retirement benefit. Sustainability, and then just because this is where I have problems. It's recommended to have a strategic plan that will allow for a funding of 100% this is what the one caveat, or greater in a reasonable amount of time. This
How about sustain 100%? Is that what you're thinking? Put it in there? Sustain 100% or greater? In order to sustain 100% or greater?
No, it's the 100% or greater part of this. Because you want to, what are you trying to say? You want to make sure that everybody who works here 20, 30 years gets their full benefit?
Ideally, yeah. I mean, I would hate for anybody to have to take a haircut on a pension 15 years down the road because, you know, the problem was, I mean, I'm not saying it's going to happen, but, you know, what you don't like the part that's greater on there?
Yeah, I don't like that because I mean you're going down you're potentially opening up the can of worms like City of San Diego, the 13th check, you know, that they have this what's it called?
Let me see. I'm trying to think what my thoughts were on that because then I put down. Let me see. This will help ensure retirement receipts and also too because another issue too is you know if we ever have any adverse market conditions then. That's going to take
this?
A toll on it, too.
City Council direct the city manager to prioritize a detailed written plan to ensure that long-term retiree benefits can be sustained and have a strategic plan to ensure benefits are not offset by future adverse market conditions.
That's perfect. What do you think about that?
Read it again.
That the city manager direct the city council directs city manager to prioritize a detailed written plan to ensure that long-term retiree benefits can be sustained and have a strategic plan to ensure benefits are not offset by future adverse market conditions.
Well, we're still missing the part in there to sustain it. I mean,
no, we got sustained.
We got sustained.
We got it in there.
Yeah.
What do you think about that? Because in the second part, he is getting to what you want, is that making sure that everybody
that
gets
the
full benefits.
The city council direct the city manager to prioritize a detailed written plan to ensure that long-term retiree benefits can be sustained and have a strategic plan to ensure benefits are not offset by future adverse market conditions. Basically, it's just telling them to look at it, come up with a plan, and make sure the retirees are okay, both current and future.
I like it. But, yeah, I mean, I like it too.
Sam is really quiet.
Put you down with staff here. What is staff?
No comments.
What is staff have to say?
Right, it is what it is, but I think, and I don't know, I mean, I assume they know what it is and where it's at.
And just to give you guys again, I feel like I'm like the class historian. When we went through the downturn, we did a number of financial recovery documents and strategic planning documents. Remember those?
Yeah.
Right, so we had this progress recovery and fiscal recovery plan, and there's a number of sections in here that talk about what is the issue with pensions? What are the issues that are coming in? What are we going to do to deal with them?
Yeah.
So I wish we had a little more time because it might be that what you want is an update of that document.
There you go.
I agree with that because when he was giving the presentation, you see the details, you see pieces of the plan, but we don't necessarily see the plan outlined in front of us step by step. So I think it's probably fine for us to make that recommendation, but I hear staff coming back saying, okay, well, we have our plan. Maybe we can provide you an update on what this plan is and where we are, in addition to those things that they put into that one report talking about how, in that proper presentation, the details. And so I see staff coming back with that response.
Yeah, because this is stale.
To that recommendation.
This might be stale. We haven't touched this since we published it. And so it's a good starting point of what you want to see.
Was that back in
2008?
Do
we want to call out that plan, is what I'm hearing?
Let them decide. Let staff decide how they want to respond to it.
Exactly. Read it one more time, Commissioner, Chairman, and then we'll go. That looks pretty good, though.
That the city council direct the city manager to prioritize a detailed written plan to ensure long-term retiree benefits can be sustained and have a strategic plan to ensure benefits are not offset by future adverse market conditions. And that would go into the fiscal compliance, and even though it's a compliant, it'd be a recommendation we'd add on page 13 of the report.
Yeah, as long as you wordsmith it, because you have work plans, strategic plans, so it just, you know, to have to develop a strategic plan to A, boom, and B, boom. You know what I mean? You see what I'm saying? So that way, you eliminate the redundancy.
Okay. You got that, Scott?
Right.
Got
but it. Then also, too, I mean, do we want to put some kind, I mean, because the plan should have a timeline on it, too. That's why I put that down as a reasonable time, you know, just so that way they can come up with the plan. Because
the problem with having a reasonable time
say, oh, we're going to pay this over 50 years, it's never going to happen.
That's subjective, depending on how reasonable people are.
Yeah.
Reasonable to me is 10 years out, you know, coming from government stuff. But, you know, reasonable to know on normal board is within a couple of months.
Well, you could say that, you could say that develop this work plan to be presented to city council within the next 12 months.
You know, and it's dependent on the market, right? I mean, it's...
Right.
I mean, it's a lot that impacts it.
Because if there is already an existing plan, it's just a matter of...
Or would this be better as a yearly plan? I mean, not throw more work on you guys, but would this be a good thing that should be updated yearly or every other year? To ensure.
So I would say that this in some ways is like the library. We are always thinking about this. We are always planning around this. There are steps that have been taken. So just as I'm looking at it, I think a recommendation to kind of revisit this, put together an updated document, I don't see anything where we have in the last several years published something that is kind of a comprehensive look at where are we, where are we going, how do we get there. So, you know, I think that's a good recommendation for you guys, and maybe it's a, you know, to be revisited every 5 years. Annual seems a bit much.
Right, right.
But maybe something like that that's like, you know, a 5-year projection or, I don't know, something like that.
But then my other, concern too is like, you know, where's the city council with this? So, I mean, has the city council actually, other than you guys, you know, staff having these conversations, where's the city council with this?
That's why
I put in mind to make sure that the city leaders have access to and understand the up-to-date information on the fiscal health of the plan. That way they're being given the information, because I'm going to say that they don't go over stuff like this.
Well, and that's where I say
I don't think they do.
Since this
really
is part
I don't
of
think
the,
they
I can,
give it,
I can
they
guarantee
do.
You
right
maybe.
this is part of the GMO state charter, we can bring that up
right.
And really, you know, hit them with it.
Yeah, but
is that true though? I mean, your budget has to go to the board or
your
council be approved, and the fiscal gives a presentation. They talk about and they
and there's a long term financial plan. That's the other key strategic documents that they get reported to them on a regular basis.
So,
and it includes again the majority of the conversation is about these rising pension costs.
Yeah,
right.
So
I think we could stick. I mean, it's a good recommendation. I mean, it's not the way I would write it, but. It'll be good enough.
Can I make a suggestion? I think Tiffany is trying to lead you guys to something that I think you need to consider, is that if there's already an existing document and it has a nomenclature, it has a title to it, then what you guys really should, again, this is my suggestion, is that have the recommendation that the city manager have to revisit that, update that document, and provide periodic updates to this document every 5 years. Because then this is a public document, all right, that's out there. All you're asking is look.
So can we name that document in the recommendation?
But we don't want them just to update documents, we want them to take action.
Sure. And take appropriate action.
That's
and take
appropriate action.
Yeah. And take appropriate action as identified by their reevaluation, something like that.
Can you insert anything like that one that he did? I mean, along with
And that's what I'm saying. Can we call out a certain document to be, you know, updated 5 years?
Do we want to limit them to that document?
Well, that's a good question.
That's a good question, Gloria. You know, I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, I would just let them decide how they're going to respond to that.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
Yeah,
right,
I think that recommendation is
Right.
Yeah, I mean, did a couple edits or so. City council direct the city manager to prioritize a detailed 5-year plan to ensure the long-term retiree benefits can be sustained, and have a strategic plan to ensure benefits are not offset by future adverse market conditions.
Yeah, and then you just merge.
What the report is, it's completely up to you guys.
Yeah.
But that we revisited it every 5 years.
Did you insert detailed 5-year plan?
No.
Yes.
Oh, did it? Okay.
Well, what are you asking to do to try to solve this problem in 5 years? Is that what
no, I mean, having them revisit it in 5 years. Every 5 years, they revisit this document. That
okay, I just missed where heard you then.
No, the way that you wrote it does sound like it's a very detailed plan for the first 5 years and then strategic for the out years.
Yeah.
Is how that's kind of reading.
Yeah, that's how I was kind of reading.
Yeah, take out the 5-year part then.
Yeah.
And take out the 5-year part?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because Gloria does have a great point, and is that let them decide how to do it. You know, either revisit this a specific document or blah blah blah. So she does have a great point.
Should we make a note though that as we're looking at the comprehensive review of all the thresholds to look at, maybe that might be inclusive. Like that document or that whatever goes into that document might be inclusive into the.
As a threshold standard. Why not?
And that what we're looking at. We're asking them to give us, you know, thoughts on that information that they used to build that document.
Yeah. Or updates on that document or some presentation on the document.
Yeah.
Why not? Exactly. I think that's
good. All right. So that's the new fiscal recommendation.
Okay.
Does anybody have any other comments on any other recommendations or comments on any other issues within the annual report? If not, could I get a motion to approve what we discussed tonight to be included in the annual report, and then I'll work with Scott or Kim to
make
sure our edits are updated.
And that's the way council is recommending.
I'll make the motion to accept the edits for the annual report.
Can I get a second?
Second.
Okay, and can we vote on it? All in favor?
Aye.
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 No, no's, okay.
Do we have to discuss this? Tonight? This is the recommendation staff response summary. This was provided to us by Claudia just recently. There's no reason to discuss this, right? This was just a little table.
Right.
Just giving us an advance notice. This is what's going to be included in the report.
Perfect.
Okay.
So I think we're good on all the comments there. So that finalizes action 3. Other business staff comments? Are you just city council or city attorney there?
No.
Okay. Chair comments. I have no comments. I'll get these to Scott and go from there. Commissioner comments.
Is this the last meeting until the big meeting?
This is the last meeting until our joint meeting.
Joint meeting.
Yeah.
And then Kim's going to do a schedule for us to review the new thresholds.
Okay.
For February.
And what is the date of the joint meeting, just for clarification?
The 20th?
30th.
Is it the 30th?
January.
Thank you. 6 p.m., right?
Yeah. Well, I do have one comment, so hopefully the council and I aren't going to clash on this one. But we talked, I did convey to the commissioners this discussion about does the planning commission want to take a position, public position, one way or another about this whole economic development being included in as a new quality of life topic. So I think informally, I think what was resolved is that we're just going to back off, wait till this whole process of the overview, the review, the comprehensive review be done. And then we'll see, we'll opine at the appropriate time. And then, the way I left it is with Kelly, is that hopefully we can have staff engage the planning commission on this whole, comprehensive review and solicit the planning commission's input at that time. Okay?
Okay.
Sounds good.
We're good?
We're good.
All right.
Any other comments?
Okay, so we'll adjourn.
Adjourn the meeting. Thank you very much.
No Thursday night football?
That's a nice.